Everyone, welcome to your podcast. And of course, Mike, welcome to your podcast.
Oh, welcome back, Todd. Last time you were on assignment. And,
yeah. I was traveling around and
dodging hurricanes.
traveling around storms is what I was doing. But yes, I'm back.
Yeah, I got to experience a little of that, but you got double dose of it, so.
Yeah, nothing like a 11-hour trip turning into like a 22-hour trip to get from point A to point B. But one cannot complain because the alternative was to be in Houston. And then, the things in Houston, the folks there were suffering pretty bad. So not complaining.
Yeah, that was not a pretty thing. And then, of course, Florida got it right after. So, and I don't know how bad that is. I haven't really been paying attention, but... Hopefully it wasn't as bad as they thought it was going to be.
Yeah, the Keys got hit pretty hard. And, you know, I was actually talking to a few of our customers that are, you know, basically have shows that they do in a regular production. And they were a little bit dismayed, you know, that they were leaving their studio and everything. And so, you know, some folks got the experience doing a show on the road for the first time. So, you know, that's always fun to do a show on the road, especially if you're kind of not planning on doing it. And, you know, in those cases, you're almost willing to just say, forget it, you know, and not even do the show on the road. The audience will understand.
Sure. Yeah. Especially with the hurricanes and that kind of thing, for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it always helps to have, at least minimal equipment for a road show. Heck, all you really need is an iPhone anymore or any, you know, such device, and you can at least get something out.
That's true. And it's just kind of like, hey, folks, I'm evacuating because of a hurricane. See you in a week or something to that effect. But that's always good to kind of give people a heads up, too, if you have something that happens that you can't do a show. Hey, I know you were trolling for news, and it's kind of appropriate to say that because we know that, and actually this announcement was made a couple of weeks ago, but the EFF won their court case against the patent troll.
Yeah.
So, and so that's big. It's really, really big, and I'm happy to see them guys finally have been said. You lose. Ultimately, you lose, and stop trolling.
Right. Yeah. The was it the patent office turned down their patent, and then they appealed to a 3-judge panel at the Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals sided with the EFF and. Says the patent did not represent an invention, and podcasting was known before personal audio's patent was applied for. So the patent trolls are dead, or at least that one.
So the question is, what happens with Adam Carolla and all the money? You know, he paid him off, and he settled with them. So I wonder if he's going to go back and try to get his money back, and some of the others that had settled. So.
Yeah, I think Apple sent them some money too. Last I had heard.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I do know that this was a battle that was really crowdfunded. EFF crowdfunded the court case on this, and this was podcasters largely funded the battle to beat them. So good job on the EFF on this whole action, and a good win for the good guys. Well, there's a big day coming up on September 30th. That's International Podcast Day. So once again, Steve and Dave and the team over there at International Podcast Day are getting ready for they do about 30 hours. They don't do 24 hours. They do about 30 hours of traveling the globe and having different podcasters come in and share content and share information on International Podcast Day.
Yeah, it's quite a event. I'm looking at the schedule over at internationalpodcastday.com, and it kicks off at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And the team over there, Dave and Steve and I think Daniel Lewis, kick it off at 4. And then it goes around the world. Goes to Australia. I'm just looking at some of these flags here. Goes to Thailand. Evo Terra, who lives in Thailand now, is going to do an hour. And it just kind of works its way around the world. Of course, Blueberry is a platinum sponsor. Is that what they call it?
We're something to that effect. Yes, yeah. We're supporting.
Yep, and so we've got a couple of spots there, you specifically. Do you know when yours is?
Well, I know that I'm doing the podcast awards ceremony at, I believe, 5 p.m. Pacific, Saturday the 30th. Yep. And then I follow that an hour later. I'm going to the title of my session is wrong. We're going to update it. I'm basically doing my same presentation I gave at Podcast Movement on social media strategies for podcasters. So I'm going to do that presentation in the 6 o'clock hour. Yep. The earlier time, I think we have to decide what we're going to do. So
yeah, that's
I don't know,
11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Hour just before noon Pacific time. We have so we'll figure something out, and somebody from the Blueberry team or somebody's from the Blueberry team will be there.
So so we're going to have some, you know, some presence, and I think I actually, history-wise, historically, I've helped them close the show. So I think I come in the last hour as well to
It's got you listed there on the schedule, 10 p.m. Pacific. So
that'll be a full day of podcasting on Saturday, September 30th.
Yeah. I get to wake up at 5 o'clock that on the 29th, and I'll be on local radio here. If you're anywhere in the northern half of Michigan, and get up around 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll be talking about International Podcast Day on a couple of radio stations.
The only person crazy enough to get up this early in the morning to do podcasting is me and you, Mike. You know, it's 5 a.m. here. So it's, I don't think most podcasters know that to listen to the show. We record the show at 11 a.m. Eastern, 5 a.m. Hawaiian Standard Time. So I'm looking forward to the clocks changing, because then I get to start the show at 6. So
yeah, sleep in it until 6, yeah. Or either that, or you'll have to, or I'll have to start at 10, whatever. But
yeah.
There's a morning show here that is very podcaster friendly. One of the hosts of that show is a client of ours and does his podcast there, and he has me on periodically to talk about podcasting stuff on the radio. So it's a lot of fun.
That's actually probably a good topic from some point. You know, if you've got connections in your local community, you know, get some exposure on local radio if you can. They're always looking for segments and stuff to talk about.
Yeah, and the morning news shows on TV are desperate for interviews too. If you want to get up early and go get on TV.
Yeah, go pitch them. You know, pitch them an idea. Pitch them maybe it's on an anniversary of your show or something to that effect. So. They're always looking for those human interest type stories. Well, you know, we've been getting, one thing we've noticed, Mike, is that, you know, everyone has their own strategy on launching their show. You know, my strategy was record, get it up and see what happens. But some folks like to do a little bit of a marketing strategy per se to get ready to, you know, when they release the first couple of episodes or first episode, they have a big marketing push, social media, and so forth. And
commonly known as a launch, which is really not what happens. It's they start. But anyway, that's my pet peeve.
So, we get asked all the time, if I put the episode up, how long does it take for iTunes? And we all know iTunes can be as quick as like an hour or as quick as 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, no way to predict it.
Yep, it all depends on, you know, the time of year, people are on vacation, if they're ahead, they're behind, you just don't know. So one thing that you can do is if you're a brand new podcaster and you're thinking about doing this launch or the start of your podcast, you can do an episode zero. And basically episode zero can be just a 30-second or 60-second recording said, hey, this is Todd and we're going to be launching my podcast on Tuesday, such and such date, get subscribed to the show. The first episode will be up on Tuesday. So if you do that like a week out, you'll get it. And then you can submit your RSS feed to iTunes. And then that gives them time to get it approved. At least you're in the directory. And you can submit it to Stitcher and all the other places as well. And once you do launch your show on that day, within... You know, basically those that have already subscribed will immediately get the show, and then you'll be able to have people be able to subscribe immediately because it's you're ready to rock. Now, that's one strategy to do it that way. Mike, you any other ideas on how you can prep, or really that's the only way guaranteed to be in iTunes early, right?
Sure. And you know, and the thing that people sometimes don't get is iTunes or Apple Podcasts, as they're calling it now, is just a directory of podcasts. So you have to have a podcast before you can be in the directory. So putting out that episode zero, or you know, a new thing that they're doing with iOS 11 tags is called a trailer. So just think of it like a trailer for a movie. You know, you see the movie studios put out this, you know, 2-minute sample of their movie to let you know that the movie's coming. Well, you can do the same sort of thing with your podcast with an episode zero, or you don't even have to call it episode zero. Call it the trailer your episode. And in the new tags right there in PowerPress and anywhere else that does the iOS 11 tags, you can set per episode what type of episode it is. In this case, you would set it as a trailer, and it would show up in the directory and in the app as, okay, here's the trailer for the show. And somebody, you can subscribe to it, listen to it, get kind of a taste of what it's going to be, and find out when your first episode's coming out. Then you can do your quote-unquote launch. You know, once you're in there, it's just there.
So is the trailer then always at the top of the iTunes listing, or once you post an episode, does it get pushed down?
I think what it is on your listing in the app, and I'll have to nail this down, so this will be something to talk about, you know, some other time. But near as I can tell, since iOS 11 is only out in beta right now, near as I can tell, that there'll be just another button there that says trailer, regardless, and then your first episode or your last episode will be listed first, and so on, like it has been.
Gotcha.
And then you'll have a button there that says trailer, and that'll be the trailer for the episode that people can listen to anytime, I guess. Like I said, I'll have to see how that all pans out when iOS 11 comes out. I think, when is that?
I think it's on the 19th.
Yeah, 19th. So, and this is just for Apple, though. Remember, there's Android, there's Stitcher, there's TuneIn, there's, you know, a million other places and apps, too. And, you know, everything works differently. But
So I'll be curious to see how the trailer works on Google Play, if it'll just show up as another episode zero.
Yeah.
That'll be the, you know, the true question or true test here to see what happens when on the other sites.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily sure of that yet. You know, like I said, this is all kind of new with the new tags, but at least in Apple, I believe it's just going to be a button that says trailer.
Gotcha.
You know, and that's
one thing that I think that's a strategy then. So episode zero, or do a trailer and apply the new tags. Of course, the new tags are going to be available on Tuesday, and that's obviously news in itself, that the update's coming, and long-awaited update. Now, this is those of you that are, you know, you're really excited and waiting for the statistics that come along with iOS 11. That is not going to happen until after Thanksgiving. So just, you know, just get used to using the new tags. If you feel they're right for your show. And we've got information. Of course, PowerPress is supporting it. And those of you that are using our publisher at Blueberry, the actual publishing system in Blueberry, which we don't necessarily advertise too much, but some of our customers use that, specifically corporate customers and so forth. That is currently under revision right now, and the new tags we hope will be in by the 19th. But the team's working on that now to get that updated, but PowerPress has supported it for several months and is ready to go for the 95 or 96% of you that are publishing through PowerPress. I want to talk just a little bit about the second show. You know, when podcasters get started podcasting, they catch the fire, they catch the bug. You know, we've all been there where we started a show and exciting, and you're 10, 15, 20 episodes in, and you're thinking about that second show. You know, you're thinking about launching a second show. And it's surprising to me how many people have a second show. Sometimes people launch a second show because they figured the first show isn't getting the traction they want, and they've come up with a better idea, and sometimes they do. So I don't discourage a second show, but I always give caution that if you're going to do a second show, you should really, really plan, put a considerable amount of planning into number one, do I have the time, resources, and attention that I can give to the second show so the first show doesn't suffer? Or if it's a planned replacement of the first show, that's cool too. But, there's an idea a day that I have. You know, Mike, I'm sure you too. You're probably sitting around like, man, it'd be cool to do a show about this. if we were just podcasting 24/7 and that's the only thing we were doing, we could probably kick out 4, 5, 6, 7 shows, different shows a week. And I know some people do, but that second show can add a lot of stress.
Just remember the first show, how much work it was to get that going and promote it and produce it and all that. Well, the second show is literally a second show. So it's the same amount of work.
Yeah, and they, I have found, and, you know, I'm guilty of this myself. I launched a show called Podcast Legends, and I have not been able to dedicate in near the amount of time that I've wanted to on that show. So the episodes on that are few and far between, and largely because I bit off a little bit more than I could chew. So, you know, I think the key here is if you're going to launch an additional show, second, third show, you really need to be thinking about it, and can you really, really do it? And for those of you that are married or have a significant other, girlfriend, partner, whatever it may be, you know, you may want to discuss that with that team member.
Well, either that or get them into it. That's been a successful tactic with the several podcasters I know. They get their spouse involved, and once that happens, it's then it can get crazy, because you know, if they get the bug the same as you do, you know, you got something you can do together and separately, and you know, then you end up with a whole network of stuff. It's happened several times.
Yeah, but if you don't talk to your partner and you start a second show and they're already irritated by the 2 hours of editing that you're doing, and by the way, I'm on the record, I don't edit. do the extra editing and marketing and all the other stuff that adds to it. We've seen some podcasters in the past that have ended up with their suitcase on the front steps of their house. So, take heed and warning here to, most of us are independent content creators. You know, if you're corporate, you can do this at work. But if you're an indie, which, you know, most of you listening are, take heed and keep your significant other, happy.
Well, that was a good thing about starting this show as far as me, because, you know, this is work time for me.
That's
so,
right.
So, you know, yeah. Wife doesn't care. But, if I was going to start two more podcasts, she'd go, what the heck are you thinking? You know,
yeah.
You got to mow the lawn, shovel snow, you know, all that stuff. When are you going to have time for that?
She'd give you that cockeyed look, Mike. And then, I can just see her now looking at you. You know, say, honey, I'm doing two more shows, and she's going to be in hands on hips and looking at you and just,
unless it's bringing in money, then she'd be happy about it. But
right,
you know,
you might find that suitcase on the front step. Speaking of money, a good segue. Ad deals. We're in the midst of putting a lot of ad deals together, so. It's really, really critical, and we can spend a whole episode talking about ad deals. And you know, I've always said I don't really care what your download numbers are. I care more about your content, and we'll figure the money out on the other end. We've often done deals with smaller shows where they get a larger minimum.
Yeah, it's like a flat rate sort of thing.
Yeah, to make it worth their while, and you know, we work that out with the advertiser, but. On the Blueberry website, there is a section that talks specifically about advertising. And, you know, if you're really thinking about doing advertising, you need to take a little time and basically go over that. Now, let me see if I can find the best place to get there. So the best way to find that at this time is go to create.blueberry.com. And on create.blueberry.com, there is a link to podcast advertising. And there's a number of steps that we really, really, really want you to follow. And it's really critical because if you follow these steps that are in this advertising section that we've outlined, and it's basically, it's three steps you have to do, and the fourth step is ours. Number one is sign up for Blueberry Statistics, and we'll talk about a little more about that in a minute. And number two is complete an advertising application. What we have is we have an application that you, as a podcaster, fill out and give us all the information about your show and things that, you give us some detailed data. And then number three, consider becoming a priority partner. Now, you can stop at step two in this sequence, and the rev share is 50-50 at that point. If you become a priority partner, and there's some details that we really want you to review about becoming a priority partner, then your advertising split goes to 70-30. But to become a priority partner, we're really looking for folks that are, I guess for a better word, to be really, 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 really dedicated and be able to respond in less than 24 hours to any advertising deal we put forward.
Yeah, some of them are real fast deals. And, you can't sit around and contemplate for a long time because it'll just go by you.
Yeah. And we guarantee minimum CPMs, and most of the campaigns are host endorsed. But what it also boils down to is I get podcasters say, "Oh, I want to do an advertising deal," and let's say they're doing a finance show, all right. And I find, for example, the Wall Street Journal or Financial Times wants to advertise on your show, and that's near as perfect a fit as you could get. Okay. And I send the deal over and you say, "Well, no, that is, you are not a fit for a priority partner." If you would say, "No, we want to be able to put deals forth to you that match your content and make sense. We're not going to send you a deal for Pampers, for baby diapers to a show that's doing gaming, okay? That's an instant no in my department too. So we really want folks that are party partners to be ready to do ad deals. And if we send one over that's stupid, you can say no to us again. But we do have some terms in there. We're not going to send you something over there. I really recommend people watch the video that's on that page. I talk about the whole process. And the main thing is be ready. Be ready when we email and say, "We got a deal for you." And that kind of segues into the next segment, Mike, is talking about stats.
Yeah, that's been since you've come up with these ad deals that you're trying to get podcasters on, of course, there's a lot of podcasters that are interested and then realize they don't have the stats set up. So,
or thought they did, and they don't.
Yeah, a lot of them will, "I signed up for stats." Well, there's a second step. You actually have to implement them. And if you're using PowerPress, regardless of where you're hosting, if you're using PowerPress, you just simply log into Blueberry from your PowerPress, and that sets up your stats automatically. Once you've signed up for them, you have to do that at Blueberry first. But once you do that, just logging into Blueberry from PowerPress will set up your stats, and then you won't have any problem. But other places, like say you're still on SoundCloud. Well, there's a different way of setting up stats at SoundCloud. There's a different way of setting up stats at Squarespace. And there's a lot of places that will not allow you to set up stats. You know, like at Libsyn, if you're using the Libsyn feed, you have to ask them to implement the Blueberry stats. And you know,
they'll do it, but you have to ask.
Yeah, you just ask support, and they'll they call it prepend. But you just get your stats redirect, which you find in the stats panel there under getting started. And you just give them that and say, hey, could you prepend this on my media files? And they'll do it for you. But there's other places that you just plain can't. You know, some of these smaller outfits, and, you know, I can't name a bunch of them off the top of my head, but there's a lot of them where if you're using a feed that's not your domain, you're going to have possible trouble implementing the stats from a third party, which is us. And PodTrack also does a similar thing with the redirect. And, I mean, you know, I just get tons and tons of questions about it. You know, I signed up for stats and there's still zero, and I go look at their feed, and it's either a feed from a place that I can't implement the stats or they just haven't done it. So, you know, definitely when you sign up for stats, that's only step one. Step two is we have to get it implemented. And if you're on one of the platforms that doesn't allow it, of course, we can migrate you over. You know, that's pretty easy to do. Just get with me. But, you know, just know that, you know, you have to have both steps, not just signing up for it. It's not automatic. Now, if you're on our hosting, it is automatic, by the way.
Right. Now, one thing that you should also realize is that all statistics are not equal. You know, if in a jam, I will take stats from PodTrack and I'll take stats from Libsyn. In a jam, I'll do that. We much prefer to have the stats internal to us because it's from an auditing standpoint. If I get audited, I'm going to have to say, hey, podcaster, I need basically you to give me screenshots or a login to get in and look at your data in case I get audited. So for us, it's really truly the reason you need to be on our stats is so that we can basically be guaranteed that when we build the, and this is important, that when we build the customer for X number thousands of downloads for your show, that those downloads actually happen. And I'm not saying people will inflate their numbers, but we have had that happen in the past. So we really have to have the stats on our side to the best of your ability. Now, there are some stats I can't work with. There are a few companies that I just can't take the data from. And there is a short list of companies that I can. And I'm not saying their stats are necessarily bad, but I have really no way of knowing how they've implemented, what rules are following, if they're following the IEB standards or not. So Blog Talk Radio, Podbean, Spreaker, I can't take stats from those platforms. And those are also platforms that you cannot implement our stats on because you're basically hostage to their you know, their terms, their service, their RSS feed, it isn't your RSS feed on those sites because if you can't do what you want to do and add stats to your media redirect or get it so the stats are implemented on your player, which we do for you when you're using PowerPress, when you implement stats, then we can't guarantee and you might actually be missing data. So as much as I'd like to have some shows that are on those networks, I can't work with you if you are. Here's what we're finding is that a lot of podcasters start on a platform and then a few months later, they're like, oh man, why did I do that? I'm kind of locked over here on this site. I have my brand over here. Well, never fear. There's always a way to recover. And oftentimes what podcasters will do is they'll just go out and they'll set up a domain and they'll set up a website and they'll get their branding done and they'll get everything ready to kind of transition. And they will take the old episodes, repost them on the new site and basically kind of get a transition and start telling their audience to find their show over here versus over there. And they don't necessarily have to stop using them from hosting. I shouldn't say that, but you could at least start controlling your destiny and controlling your brand. So,
right. Yeah, if you're, you know, say you're on, let's say, just for sake of discussion, you're on Blog Talk, okay? You can take that MP3 file from the feed from Blog Talk, spin up your own WordPress site, put that in the podcast episode box, and then just slowly transition your people over. You just say in the beginning of your episode, hey, if you're still subscribed to the Blog Talk feed, you know, unsubscribe and then come over here and subscribe. And, you know, although Blog Talk will do a redirect, I think, of your feed if you just totally want to move. But you can host anywhere and control your feed by using PowerPress.
So this is, you know, this is part of this philosophy. We've talked about this show. We really want podcasters to control their stack. And and then you have a freedom of choice. Now, we hope your freedom of choice is to host with us. And if you do, we want you to use our promo code Blueberry, BLUBRRY 005 to get a 30-day free trial. And, that's what we hope you do. But the main thing is we really want podcasters to really control. And this is the big part of this show is your podcast. This is what it's about. It's about you building your brand on your intellectual property and controlling it. This is why we provide tools and services where we essentially get out of the way. Yep. So, that's kind of my...
Yeah, and if it's a money thing, we do have a free version of the stats. So, you know, it's not like we're trying to get money out of you to get our stats. There is a free version of the stats, and those are totally fine for our ad deals.
And, the number of folks using stats for free with us are probably, like 60-40. Probably 60% of the people using stats use the free version. The paid version is $5 a month, which is not a big stretch, and it gives you the full details of all your data. It doesn't give you the
one less Starbucks trip.
Yeah, just, that's right. One less star. And you're investing in your show and finding that information out that you really need to know anyways to figure out where your audience is coming from and how people are listening. But anyway, that's my pitch here on ad deals. Get over to create.blueberry.com and then look for the, review the advertising section, watch the video, and then, get stats signed up for and implemented. And if you need help, Mike's going to be pulling his hair out. But, just drop an email to support@blueberry.com.
Yep, that'll work. And I think we're at the end of the show here, Todd.
Oh, that's good. Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Everyone, we want to encourage you to send us an email, yourpodcast@blueberry.com, if you have a question, comment, or rant. And I'm glad to be back, and we'll see you again in 2 weeks. Mike, thanks for holding the fort down while I was on travel.
Yeah, it was great. We had Angelo in here, and he doesn't get on podcasts very often, so I was honored that he would join me. So that worked out really well. And we'll see you just before, the next episode is going to come out after podcast day. So remember, podcast day, September 29th and 30th. And internationalpodcastday.com. Catch you guys later.
Take care.